Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lama Gimel. We are on Lama Beis Mabeis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina. Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina. This week of shiurim, this week's shiurim are sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina. Okay. So let's start Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, by the two dots, a couple of lines, up from where they get wide. So we started, last week, the Perek of Shavuos Ha'Edus on Daf Lamed. We get into all the different rules and regulations for Shavuos Ha'Edus. Shavuos Ha'Edus, if we remember, what is this, why is this discussed here? A, it's a Masechah Shavuos. B, it's one of the Olav Yoreds, as we know. What is Olav Yored? We have Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, which we had a lot of discussion with over the first couple of prakim, Shavuos Bitui, which we also had a lot of discussion with, and Shavuos Ha'edus. Shavuos HaPikadon, the next parak, is going to get us into Asham, Asham Gezelos, as is the discussion of that Asham, but it's also related to Masechah Shavuos, which we are talking about at this point. We mentioned often already in this Masechta, the Rambam discusses both towards the beginning of Masechah Shavuos and the end of Masechah Shavuos. The Rambam mentions the four Shavuos that we're going to discuss that are voluntary, right? Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos between Shavuos Shav. Those are the four that he discusses at the beginning of the halachos. But at the end of the halachos, he talks about also in Hilchos Torah V'Nitan. The Rambam says there are three other Shavuos that are Da'araisa that Beis Din enforces if the situation presents itself. And that, of course, is Shavuos Eid Echad, Shavuos HaShomrim, and Shavuos Modeh B'Miksas. So that's the Rambam discusses also in Hilchos Shavuos, but that's at the second half of Hilchos Shavuos, because that is Shavuos HaDayanim. That we'll get to Perek Shavuos HaDayanim, that we will see. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey in Hilchos Shavuos. Shlosha Minei Shavuos Hein Shechayavin Bohen Min HaTorah. The Elohein, right? The first four that we've been discussing over the past couple of weeks is not a Shavuah Shechayev Behen Min HaTorah, right? Those are just voluntary, situational Shavuos that one can take. But the Shavuos D'Araisa, those are mentioned at the end of Masechah Shavuos. Okay, so now let's get back to Shavuos Ha'edus. Shavuos Ha'edus being the case where somebody, an aide, denies the fact that he knows Edus on behalf of someone else, and if he would testify, he would be able to get them a monetary win. He'd be able to testify for them and help them financially. If you want to be able to help them financially, then there's no chiyuv. So that's what the Gemara now is explaining what the Mishnah said, and that is if someone is kofer, or the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amaveis, the second Mishnah, the Mishnah said that if you have two witnesses, one of them denies it, one of them is kofer, and one of them is modeh, so then the kofer is chayev. Why? Because at the time that the first one is kofer, at that moment, he and the other guy could go to court and testify on behalf of Reuven. The fact that he denies it, that is a Shavuos Ha'edus. By the time the second guy, whatever the second guy does, he's not going to be chayev, because there's no longer two witnesses. He's not going to be able to help the financial state. He's going to be able to get him a Shavua, which we'll get to, Mitoch Sheni, and Shavuos Ha'edechad, and what if he can't take a Shavua, at least to Mammon. So we'll have to get into the Sugiyas of Mitoch, the relationship between Shavuos Ha'edechad and the monetary Chiyuv that comes up from behind that. So the Gemara, though, talks about what's in the Mishnah. Kafar Echad Vahoda Echad. Chulu. So the Mishnah said that if the first one denies it, the second one admits that he knows Edus, so the first one is Chayav, the second one is Pater. Says the Gemara, Hashta Bezeh Achar Zeh, Ditravayu Kakafri, Amart Harishon Chayav Asheni Pater. Right, we said where both of them would deny, even there the second one is Pater. So Kafar Echad Vodechan Miboy, so what's the Chiddush of saying if the second one admits he's going to be Pater? Obviously he's telling the truth. Right, so what's the chiddush of saying kafar echad v'hoda echad lo tzricha kagon shekafru shneihem? Really, they were both kofar. Even the second one was kofar. V'chazar echad mehen v'hoda betokte dibur. But one of them was moda. They both were kofar. So potentially they were both about to be chayav a carbon shvuas edus. But then one of them changes his mind and says, No. I really know edus. And he's modeh, betoka de dibur. Within a few seconds, v'akamash malan, betoka de dibur, kedibur dami. And the chiddush of that line of the Mishnah is, toka de dibur is kedibur, as we had, very recently. So, and Rashi adds on that the chiddush is that the second one's pater. Not that the first one's chayav. The first one's chayav, that's pashut. But that the second one's pater, that he could retract, toka de dibur, so that is the chiddush. So says the Gemara, wait a minute, what we discussed in yesterday's daf. Bish, the mother of Chizda, Dumuki, La, Lahahu, Krabiosi, Aglili, Reisha, Efshal, Asam, Same, Vesef, Seif, Israel, Hashminon, the Tok, Dibur, Kedibur, Dami. It's good according to Rav Chizda, who we had that says that the first part of the Mishnah is nothing to do with Tokutei Dibur. Right? It's about Efshal Etzamsem, where the Eidim testify together. So then we can say each part of the Mishnah is telling us a different Chiddush. Efshal Etzamsem, whether we believe, as we discussed, things can happen exactly at the same moment. And the Seifa of the Mishnah is about Tokutei Dibur. Elor Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha Tokutei Dibur, Seifa Tokutei Dibur, Tarti Lamali. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah, both parts of the Mishnah are telling you the same Chiddush of Tokutei Dibur. So why do we need both parts of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ma'o Detema, because I might have thought, Hani Mili, when do I say that I say Tokutei Dibur, Hani Mili Kfira, V'Kfira, where they are both going in the same direction. Ava Kfira V'Hoda'a Emalo. But here the person is changing his claim. He's being kofar, and then he's saying, no, I'm really modai, oh, so maybe there we wouldn't say Tokutei Dibur. Tokutei Dibur is only if it goes with your earlier claim, not changing your original claim. Kamash Malan, we say no, Tokutei Dibur could go in any direction, even if it's opposite the original claim. What's the Hava Mina? Why would I have thought Tokutei Dibur is limited? Why would I have thought that Kamash Malan, we don't say that? So again, this might go to the crux of what we recently discussed of Tokutei Dibur. Why is it that I'm allowed to retract? Why is it if I said Akel HaKadosh, I can immediately go back and say Amelech HaKadosh, and it would work? So, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Natan in a few places is quoted as saying that this is all a Takana D'Rabbanan, of allowing somebody to retract, because he might meet his Rebbe while he's in the middle of closing a deal, and he has to say hello to his Rebbe. So if it's a Din D'Rabbanan, so then there's always flexibility. The Rabbanan said it here and not there. The Rabbanan said you could retract here and not there, so then that could be a Havamina, right? We might say that you could do Kfir of a Kfira, but the Kfir of a Hodah, so then maybe the Rabbanan wouldn't allow, that's not as much of a Tzarach. He shouldn't have said it in the first place. Maybe. Kamash Malan, that it's not just a Takana de Rabbanan, maybe it's something more fundamental, or maybe even if it's the Rabbanan allowed it here. Again, there's a lot of flexibility. How do you understand this Havamina or Maskana? Or in terms of Lamdis, is it just a Schus Chazara? Right, a schus to retract what you said, or is it something more fundamental, as we have seen, based on that Gemara at the end of Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara says that if somebody hears about a relative that died and they tore their shirt to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya, and then they find out within Tokutei Dibur that the relative hadn't really died then when he found out, but he died now. So the Gemara says, Yasi de Kriya. So that's not a schus chazara. That's just in terms of something much more fundamental. Looking at time. Halacha looks at increments of time, not in seconds, but in Tokutei Dibur moments. And as long as something is done within the same Tokutei Dibur, so then that's good enough. So maybe that's the maskana. Havamina, maybe it's more of a schus chazara, so we might limit the types of cases that we allow chazara. Kamash v'la, no. You look at it as halachic increments of time, and as long as you go by what you said last, you're saying you're modest, then that's okay. So again, there's a lot of flexibility in terms of the understandings of this Havamina and Maskana. Okay, second to last line. Hayu shtei kita edim. What if there were two kita edim? Right, the Mishnah said at the end of 2 days ago's daf. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Remember this parak is Shuas Eidus. Lamed Aleph through Lamed Vav. That's Shuas Eidus. Daf Lamed Vav gets us to Shuas Apikadon. Says the Gemara. Hayu shtei kita edim kafar harishon v'achar kach kafar hashniya. If the first group of edim denied it, and then the second group of edim denied it, so they're both chayiv. Why? Because the Eidus can be miskayim in both of them. So ask the Gemara, why is that? Vishlamash niat is chayev. I understand why the second group would be chayev to kafra la rishona. The first group has already denied it. So the only two people that are left to help out this guy are these two witnesses. So if they deny it, they cause him a loss. So I understand why the second group is chayev. Ela rishona amai hakayim ashniya. But did the first group cause them any loss? No, there are two other witnesses here. So we lied. Okay, we lied. That's true. But are you chayav a karban shvuas eidus? That's only if I could have gotten you a win, a financial win, and there's no other way. But there is another way here, because there's two other witnesses. So they're the ones. Rashi on top. Umay hifsiduhu harishonim. Right? What did the first group cause, to have the first group cause them a loss if they didn't say anything? The second group would still be able to help them win. So Gemara comes up with a Nukimta, that it's two groups, but at the time that the first group denied, the second group couldn't have testified. The Ha'am, Ravina, Hach, Mayaskina, Kagon, Shaisa, Shnia, Bishas, Kfiras, Rishona, Krovin, Binisho, Sehen. What was the case? Where at the time that the first group testified, and said, we don't know, the second group were unable to testify because they were related. If they were related, they were krovim la'edus, and therefore they were pasul. But, v'nishosei and gosisos, they were related through their wives, but their wives were gosisin. They were about to die. So yes, technically, they were relatives, but maybe you could kind of foresee, and that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. So let's just finish, and then we'll talk about each of these lines. Ma'od etema rov gosis in lemisa. You might say rov gosis in lemisa, as the Maseches Smacho says, and therefore, if rov gosis in lemisa, both people who are gosis are going to die. So you might say, well, we could consider them as if they died, and therefore, the second group is considered not related, because after all, if the wives die, then they're not related, and therefore they are good witnesses. Kamash Malan, we say, again, the Girsa is taken out, but if you look in the Bach puts it, notes that only according to Tosfos it's not. Hashtami Aloshachiv. They haven't died yet. And if they haven't died yet, so then the second group is still considered a group. They could testify, and that's why the first group, says the Mishnah, in both cases are going to be chayef, because you consider that the second group is related right now, and they're alive, and therefore it's only as if there's only one group, and that's the first one's going to be chayef. Once the wives die, so then the second group's going to be potentially chayef, and that's what they are, if they then deny it. A lot to talk about on these lines. Number one, what exactly is the case of Krovin b'nishosehen? Who's related to who? Rashi says, Krovin b'nishosehen, nasu shtei achyos. The two witnesses married two sisters, meaning they're related to each other. Ve'enan ksherim be'edus echad. They cannot testify in one case. Nimsa, shalo hayo lo edus, kishakav rishona. Okay, you read the Rashi, as often we read Rashi, and we don't know what Rashi's driving at, because you don't know what the contrast is. What's the other possibility? That's Rashi. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chanan right here, he has a different shot. Rabbeinu Chanan on the side. Hakayim ha-shniya, uparek ravina, k'on sh'ayis ha-shniya, b'shas k'firis ha-kara rishona, krovin b'ne shosehen, litoveya, o l'nitva. They were related to the Balei Davar. Not that they were related to each other. They weren't roy because they were related to the parties involved. And that's why they weren't allowed. If you look in the Ritva here quotes both of these opinions, and it says, Rashi's Lashon sounds like better fitting into the Gemara. Because what does it say? Krovin b'nishosehen. So it sounds like they were karov through their wives. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. And also the Ritva points out, if they were just related to the Toveya, it could have just said, well, if he's there, when one of them died, it would have been good enough. Right, according to Rashi, they're related to each other. Only one of the women. Ela denokash, ayishtein gosisos l'rabusa. Maybe the chiddush is l'rabusa. Because salka daitach, kiva derov gosin l'misa, hadavar hayakarov shetomas achas behen l'chalapachas, v'yuk sheirim. So maybe the chiddush is that Rashi's saying that you might have thought that for sure, if there are two ghosts, for sure one of them is going to die. You can assume that. Right, maybe that's why Rashi says it's a case of two gosisin. But either way, he quotes Rabbi Nachanan also, and he says, "L'hachi nachat shtei gosisos da'ad demisan travayu lo miskashra v'loshan haGemara noach yoser l'pirish Rashi zal." Right, Rashi's shot fits into the words better. Says the Ritva, and the Rishash also says the same thing. He was mechaving to the Ritva. Tosas talks about krovim b'nishosehen. When were they related? It must be they were only related recently. When they saw the testimony, they were not related. Only now. Why? Because we had back in Maseches Bava Basra the principle of Tchilas Bakashras. You have to at least be Tchila Bakashras. Kagon, Shabashas Riyas Eidus, says Tosfos, are you Rechokin? To be in Tchilas Bakashras. As it says in Yesh Nochalin, and also we discussed in the Cheskes Abatim, Tosfos quotes both of those Gemaras. And then Tosfos says, remember the case, there was a city where the Sefer Torah was stolen. Ain donin bedaini osa ha'ir. Deparach, you can't use those dayanim. Velasalko beitremi naiv ledaini avagav dein tchilas b'kashrus. There's a gemara over there that sounds like you don't need tchila b'kashrus. Meaning people from the city that are nogea b'davar, could they be the judges of the people who stole the Sefer Torah? They're nogea b'davar. It's the Torahs from their city, from their shul. So you see there, tchilas b'kashrus is not needed. Says Tosfos, again an important line which has to be analyzed. Ein ledamos psul de machmas shenogin be'edus. L'psul de kurva, ola shar psulin. Says Tosas, don't compare all type of psula edus. Related and baldavar, not the same thing. Right? No geba edus, that's what the Gemara is talking about over there. Maybe it does not need chilas bakashras. Karovim need chilas bakashras. Again, that might go to the fundamental chiluk between those. Is it just a chshas sheker? Is that why these people are a relative? Or a nogei bedavar? Is it a chshas sheker? Or is it something more fundamental? They're not a shame aid, as we discussed last week. But maybe krovim, right? If my brother comes to testify, two brothers come to testify. Is that a pasul aid? Or are they not an aid? Pashas, that's what the whole principle is. Nimsa echad karov a pasul, a dusan betela, karov. Right, we said, if a monkey comes in the group, it's not going to pasul. A monkey is not if a monkey comes with two other witnesses, throughout the whole group, one of them is pasul. Of course not. The monkey's nothing. The monkey's not a pasul aid. The monkey's not an aid. So you might have said the same thing about a relative. The answer is, the Gemara says not. Nimsa echad karov a pasul, a dusan betela. Right, so the Gemara discusses, mayasu shnei achin. But either way, this is an important line in Tosfos about different type of psule, different types of psule edus. You also might be mechalik. Tosfos and Nida has a havamina. You can be mechalik between dayanim and edim. That's another chilik. The Gemara over there is talking about dayanim. Dayanim might not need tchilas and bakashras, while edim would need. So it's two fundamental differences between our Gemara and the Gemara over there in Baba Basra. Is it what type of psul, nogea bedavar versus karov, or are we talking about the witnesses, we're talking about the judges, right? Two types of fundamental distinctions that you might say has significance. Good. So the halacha of rov goes to lemisa. Where is the source for that? That's in Maseches Machas, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. We pass in that way halacha lemisa in terms of hilchas refua, and doing anything for a chole, a goses, is a chai, l'chol davar. Even though in the future we could assume Rov Goses in Lamisa, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, Shin Lamates, Hagoses Hu Harayu Kachai L'chol Dvarav. Ein Koshin Lichyu, Ein Sachan Oso. You can't touch him. You can't touch a Goses. You might cause him to die sooner, and that would be murder. You might not be Chayav Misa, be Bezdin, but if somebody hastens the death of someone else, that Kirev Misaso, that's also. If somebody's going to die in 3 hours, and somebody causes them to die in 1 hour, that's Ritzicha, right? We don't believe in the quality of life determines whether it's a life or not. No. Called the Shulchan Aruch says, Kala ma'ameitz im yitzias hanefesh, if somebody closes the eyes of a mace as they are dying, hariz ha'shofech damim. Right? It's a spiller of blood, because that is something that we believe that a goses is kachai l'chol. L'chol davar. The Pesachei Tshuva here discusses a very lamaisa, very difficult discussions here. What happens if somebody's a goses, but there are certain medicines that you want to try? The medicines might give him life, the medicines also might kill them. Right? Is one allowed to do? What if it's experimental? How much is it the experience? That's discussed already 300 years ago. The Shavuos Yaakov discusses situations like that. Cholashu mesukan lamus. V'kol rofim miyashin oso. Shavada yamus achar yomo yomayim. Ach omem sheish od refuah achas. She'efsha sheyisrape. V'gam efsha lahefich. Emo yetzlich yamus miyan b'toch sho shatayim. Ichayshinon l'chayisho v'shev al tasa adif. The Heshev, he says, of course you're Choshesh, but if this could cause the guy to live, then you at least have the option. At least have the option to do that. Again, that's the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. That Pesachei Tshuva all over Shulchan Aruch is always quotes the important Tshuvas related to the Shulchan Aruch. That is important. Right, and also that's Goses. What about a Kohen? So again, important halacha. Could a Kohen go into a house with a Goses? We say Rov Goses in Lamisa. The Shulchan Aruch says Shin Ayin. Later on in Hilchas Avelis, right? That's where Tumas Kohanim comes up. Misha Nikra Migabo Kedag Afilu Adayin Uchai Chashiv Kemes Umetame Umetame Aval Goses Umishcha Nishchadu Bo Beis Simanim Opetzua Psam Harbe Eina Metamim Achetese Nafsham. It's not they're not Metame Ba'ol yet. They're still alive. Umikal Makom Aser Likanis Labayin Sheish Bo Goses. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't go into a house with a goses. You can't go into a roof because Rov Goses in Lamisa, right? There's Afalpi, and then the Shachet is in a great line. Afalpi shetuma ein kan, chilul yesh kan. You're not tama yet, but there's a chilul of a klushas kahuna. To put yourself into a situation where you're karov Lamisa, you're karov, right? So that relates to karov, you're not tama yet, but there's a chilul. We mentioned a long time ago, I haven't mentioned it recently, Rav Schechter has a piece in Be'ikvei Hatzon where he gives five or six examples of, even though they technically might not be Tumah, there's a chilul of a Kedushas Kahuna. There's somewhere in the middle, right? The case of the pregnant Eishes Kohen, who's pregnant with a baby. So they're okay. Sfek Sveka, she could go into a cemetery. Safek, it's a boy, Safek it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, Safek Nefel. Right, so you don't know. So Bisman Azeh, what about if we know it's a boy? But again, that might be, even if technically there might not be Tumas Meis, but there might be Chilul. What about the airplane Shiloh? What about many different Shilohs that come up? But this is one of them. Is the halacha of not going into an Oel Hagoses purely because Gzeira Shema? The mace, he might die, and then you'll be Metameh Ba'Oel, or is there something right now? Even if you go in, then go out. So that's an important question. Halacha Lamaisa and Lambis. The Ramah says, the Yesh Matirin V'tov L'Hachmir. He quotes the other day that he can't go into Oel Hagoses. He quotes the Mordechai, in the name of the Bahag, but he says, Tov Lahachmir. Tov Lahachmir, and the Shach again says, quoting the Bach, Demidina Tzarech Li Zahir, V'ein Kan Makom Lifsuk Lakula. I don't think there's any Kula here. Umihu Nireh, but what happens if the Kohen's sleeping? So says the Shach there, De'ein Tzarech Lakiso, Ulahagilo Kshish Goses, Kamoshe Tzrichan Lakiso Kshish Mace. Right? If there's a mace there, you gotta wake up the Kohen to tell him to go out. But if you sleep, if he's a ghost, you don't have to. V'chein emigidulova hu arum. What if he's naked? What does he have to run out when he's naked before he puts on clothes? So if it's a mace, you gotta get clothes on really quickly as he's running out. But if not, mutter lahamtash yo bashasam v'achakach yetse. V'karva darva lo marshe in zorch latseis klami baishish bo ghostes. Tachi mashra lusha da asuli kanis labayas. Mashra dafka li kanis asur. Maybe the only issur is to go in, but once you're in, and then you find out, you might not be an issur to go out. Elisha nachol lahachmir balatzeis, ki midevri ha-mordechai v'shar poskim mashma de'ein chilek. Important discussion of ghosties. And finally, No, the seven krovim is a mitzvah even if they're right. It's the opposite, right? It's a mitzvah to be involved by the Zayin krovim. And finally, before we go on, we'll quote, it's been a couple of months and maybe years that we quote the beginning, the source of this Hagoseis Harayu Kachay L'Chol Dvarav, right? That's the first line of Maseches Smachos, which is all about Avelis, right? That's Lashon Sagi Nahar. We call it Maseches Smachos, happy times, even though it is all about the opposite of a Simcha. Right at the beginning of Maseches Smachos, there's a Brisa quoted, and we have no idea how it got there. But the Misadre, Maseches Smachos, put it there. The Brisa seems to have nothing to do with us. What's it doing there? Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, it's a three-line Brisa. The Brisa quotes two different psukim, when Hashem did makas b'choros. One pasuk says, vayhi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem hiko ko b'chor, and the next pasuk says, in Bamidbar, kili ko b'chor, biyom hakosi ko b'chor. On the day that I hid every b'chor. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, did Hashem do makas b'choros at night, or did he do it by day? Two different psukim. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Af al pi shehika osam makas maves mechatzi halayla, even though Hashem smote them at midnight and they were going to die from that, haisa nafsha mifarperes bahem ad haboker. But they didn't really die until the morning. And he quotes a mashal related to this. So what does it have? And then we have Maseches Machos. What's the connection? So in the bottom, the Nachlas Yaakov, the commentary on the Maseches Machos, so he quotes, I'll tell you what the connection is. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lametes that a certain heretic asked Rabbi Avahu, your God is a Kohen, as it says, V'yichru li truma. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he become Tahar? Right, but my taval, and if you want to say in water, quotes the Pazik in Navi, that no water could fit God. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Avahu answers, he could have just said to him, what kind of foolish question are you asking? But as the Gemara often says, you want to know from Sukkim, I'll quote you from Sukkim. Okay, not in water, but in fire. Fire's even better, as we know, from Hilchas Hagalah. That's the Gemara. Okay, that's the conversation between Rabbi Avoh and the Min. Asks the Tosfos there, why did he ask him about what he was Tovel in? Why didn't he ask him, how could he have become Metame in the first place? Right, if he's a Kohen. That's Tosfos' Kasha there. Sanhedrin Lamates. Holokasha lehech nitma. Why? Exactly your question just now. The Yisrael nikru banim lamakom. B'nei Yisrael are banim. Seven Zayin Krovim. And therefore that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Metami himself. Because of the Zayin Krovim. That is the Tosfos. So, says the Nachlas, Yaakov, but, one second. What about by Makas Bechoros? Fine, by B'nai Yisrael. But in Lamachon, that's how he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. What about Makas Bechoros? By Makas Bechoros, it wasn't Banim, it was the Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote them at midnight, but they didn't They were ghosts in until the morning, and therefore there was no tumah. How do you know tumah? Tumah, that's the introduction to the first line of Mizrachas Machas. Hagosei tzarika chai l'chol dvarav. And if they're chai, there's no tumas. Oh, hell yet. And that's how, so to speak, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Makas Bacharos, because he didn't kill them right away. He wasn't touching. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. This whole conversation is somewhat foolish. But L'shitas HaHeretic, right, Rabbi Yavo was answering, and that is how we prove, so to speak, that a ghost says, how are you, Kachai? Okay, a lot here on these first couple of lines in Shu'as Lamagil. Continuing, again, the whole daf has a lot of major sugyas. As I mentioned, the first half of Shu'as, everything's amazing. The first half is less learned, generally in the, yeshivas do, Masechtas, often they start with the fourth parak, sometimes they start with the last two prakim. The first couple aren't learned as much, some start with the third. But again, these dafim now, over the next couple of prakim, are really chock full with meat. Okay, we continue Mishnah. Mashbia ne'alechem. Somebody comes to two edim and says, I cause you to swear, I'm mashbia you. Imlo tavo v'ti yiduni, sheyesh li biyad ploni, right? Be made to me that I have in the hand of so-and-so some type of item. Pikadon, utsumas yad, v'gezel, v'aveda. Something's mine. He stole something. He's washing something. He found something of mine. Shvua she'en anu yodan l'cha edus. Or shvua, and the edim say back, we swear that we don't know any edus. Meaning there's a tvia. As we know by shvua say edus, you need a tvia. You need a claim. And then they say shvua. Ein chayav en ala achas. There's only one, they're only chayav one. Even though he said, Pikadon, Tsumes Yad, Gezel, Aveda, only Chayav one. But if the Edim specify, Shvua She'en Anu Yodan Lecha, Yodan, She'esh Lecha B'yad Ploni, Pikadon, Tsumes Yad, Gezel, Aveda, if the Edim specify the list, Chayav and Al-Kalachas V'achas. Then they're Chayav, each and every one. Right, that's the Edim. What if the Ritva here has two days here. Did the Toveah have to specify also for the Edim to be Chayav, Kalachad V'achad? Is it just just the Edim would be good enough? We know you need a Toveah. So the Ritva here is two opinions. Whether the Toveah also, Yesh Omrim, Da'af Al-Gav De'mashbiya, Lo Parit, De Toveah, Priti Tuva, De'lama Lulifrot, Ava Yesh Mepharshim, De'dafka Mishim, De'partinu Toveah Nami. Ha'kalecha, De'lo Partinu Toveah, Partinu Edim, Enim Chayavin Ala Echad, V'cheinir Iker. So he thinks the Toveah has to be list off all of those. Good, that's case number one. Case number two. Mashbiani alechem imlo tovov etiyudu tiyuduni sheish libiat ploni pikadon chitim usaorin kusmin. Right, so this is a little different. It's all about a pikadon, an object that he's watching, but different types of wheat. Right, swear to me that you don't know edus that he has a wheat, barley, and spelt. Shvua sheinanu yodan lecha edus. We don't know. And chayavan alachas. It was only one denial. Shvua sheinanu yodan lecha edus sheish lecha biat ploni chitim usaorin kusmin. Chayavan alachas v'achas. Then it's chayav on each and every one, he specified. Case three. Mashbi ani aleichem and lo tova over to yiduni. Sheish li biyad ploni nezek. V'chati nezek. Tashlumi keifa. Tashlumi dal vehei. Right? All of these are pashtus knasos. All of these are fines. Right? Chati nezek we'll talk about. Right? Keifel, paying double, dal vehei. V'sha'anas ish ploni es biti. So-and-so is ma'ani is my daughter. Upita es biti. Right? Oni to mafate has a payment. V'shehikani bini. Right, that my son hit me, with Rashi points out, without giving me a wound. Because if it's a wound, then it's chayichi of Misa, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Be'ezus Hashem. V'shachava b'chaveirai, or my friend wounded me. V'shehidlik es gedishi, b'yom ha-kippurim, or somebody lit my gedish on Yom Kippur. So in all these cases, potentially there's a financial claim, and the Toveah says, b'mashbiya, that you don't know testimony for any of these, and they deny it, harei lu chayavin. All these create a chiyuv. So we'll talk about each one of them. Right? Each one of them. First we'll talk about the first group. Iboiluhu. Says the Gemara. Mashbiya ede knas mahu. Mashbiya ede knas. Meaning, are seemingly some of the cases in the Mishnah. I go over to two witnesses and say, swear to me that you don't know that I am chayiv, the so-and-so is chayiv a knas to me. So is that good enough? Meaning, pashus of edus, shuas edus is money, monetary obligations. Knas is always a little different. So mashbi de knas mahu. So Gemara says, aliba derablaz reb shimin, according to derablaz reb shimin, who holds? Modeb knas viachar kach bo edim chayiv. That we know knas is different because if I'm modeb knas, I'm putter. What if edim come after I'm modeb knas? That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. That's a machlokas Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds. You're chayiv in that case anyway. So lo tibay lecha. So according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, for sure it's not a question. To amar yavo edim v'yaidu. For sure that is a bona fide financial obligation, a knas. Because what are you going to tell me? Oh, he might admit. So what? If I bring witnesses, if you come and testify, I'm going to be chayiv. I'm going to be able to get this knas, even if he had been moda beforehand. So then, for sure, that would be create a chiyashuas aedus. Kiti boy lachali b'drabanan. The question is going to the rabbanan. The army moda beknas v'achakach bo edim pater. So there, the knas chiyav is somewhat more flexible and somewhat more tenuous, because if the guy who's chayiv the knas comes and is moda, he's going to be pater forever, even if Edom come afterwards. So in that case, is there a chiyuv, if I'm mashbia, the Edom, well, again, when are Edom chayiv for shuas edus? If they denied a financial obligation, is this a financial obligation to you? You know, the guy can admit and be pater. So that's the question. V'rabbanan dahasam keman svir lehu. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Rabbanan over there, by Moda Beknas v'achakach bo Edom, pater. But there's another machlokas, right? We're gonna have two machlokos that overlap. One was what we just mentioned. He has another one. Davar hagorem lamamon. Again, on this daf, you have a number of shas topics that are overlapping. Davar hagorem lamamon. If I cause you not a direct loss, but an indirect loss. Davar hagorem lamamon. So what do the Rabbanan here hold about that machlokas? So ilei meklozer reb shimin dahacha. If they hold like klozer reb shimin, bo a minute. Ha'amakamar davar hagorem lamamon kamamon dami. Right, he holds davar hagorem lamamon is kamamon, and therefore this is not any worse than davar hagorem lamamon. So yes, the guy might admit and be moda, but it's still a davar hagorem lamamon right now. So you still should be chayiv mishum shvuas eidus. So the Gemara says ella karabanan dahacha daami davar hagorem lamamon lav kamamon dami. So the question is, according to the opinion that says moda b'knas pater, and according to the opinion that says davar hagorem lamamon lav kamamon dami, my, that's the question. Kivan di lamoda miftar, since he can be moda and be pater lama monika kafarle, maybe he's not called denying a financial claim because it's so weak. The guy could get out of it if he wants to. O dilma hashta mi alo odi. Or do we say no? Until he's moda, there's a chiyav, a bona fide chiyav, and therefore he can be chayav eshvuas. Right, this gemara goes to the root, as whenever kanasos come up, to the gemara we discussed at length back in Makos and Daf Hei, that's one of the major sugyas, but right here too, Rebbe Elkanah Wasserman brings this gemara as one of the rayos muchrachos in this sugya. What's the question? Does a knas exist before Beis Din causes it to exist? If I lend you money, a regular case of any mamonis, the chiyav exists right away, for sure. Right away. I give you the money, and I owe you the money right now. You don't need Beis Din to say anything. But what about on the other extreme? Chiyav Misa. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos, b'mezid, without witnesses. But the Mechal Shabbos, b'mezid. They go to, even with witnesses, let's say with witnesses, they go to Beis Din and say, before Edom come and say, they go to Beis Din and say, I was Mechal Shabbos, b'mezid, kill me. They don't kill them. There's no Chiyav Misa yet. There's no Chiyav Misa until Beis Din says there's a Chiyav Misa. Or Malchus, I ate Rave, give me lashes. You're not allowed to do that. Besides, Ein Adam Meisam Asmo Rasha. Besides that, but there's no chiyuv yet. So by Dina Mamet is for sure the chiyuv exists right away, from the moment of the action. When it comes to Misa and Malkus, for sure it does not exist. What about Knas? That's somewhere in the middle. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is very strong. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilin HaShas, it's an unusual. Gilin HaShas usually is just like a makar, and we got to figure out what he means. But there, if you look in Makas and Afei, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered, because Tosfos has a discussion there, which we're not going to get back into now. Tosfos makes a distinction between Knas and Mamon, and he does not make a fundamental distinction. And that's where Rabbi Kiva Eger is very upset. He says, why didn't Tosfos say that a Knas does not exist before the Chiyuv? That's the Edom Zoma Min Sugya. But that's Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Daf. Daf Heyamad Aleph. He says, I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. Lama Hitzrichu Lazeh. V'lo B'Pshuto. Say Pshuto. That when it comes to Knas, Hum Atzmo Yodea Ha'emes Bar Chiyuva Hu Mutal Alav L'Shale by Mamanis. Uma She'en Kein B'Knas De L'Kush To D'Milsa Eino Mutal Alav L'Shale. To Kol Zman Shelo Chivu Bezdin Eino Mechuyev Klau. V'chein b'dine nefashis. Knas is just like dine nefashis, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. To b'meshi yodeh ha'emesh ha'harag la'bar k'tala. He knows he killed somebody. That doesn't mean he's chayiv misa. He should, v'ein olav chayiv klal l'hamis as atzmo. Oh, he has a chayiv to commit suicide. No. If he did it, he did it. Bez Ezra Chida put him to death. V'chilik nireh nachon ubara be'ezus Hashem yisparach. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's the chilik. So he's very strong. So that is what many hold. The Chiyuv Knas does not exist until Bezin says it exists. And that's why Modeh B'Knas Pater. Because Knas has to be created by Bezin. And if you create the Chiyuv by being Modeh, then the Knas doesn't get off the ground. Because part of the definition of Knas is Bezin being Mechayiv, and it doesn't exist yet. So if you jump the gun, so you precluded its being Chayiv. Fine, wonderful, many Achronim say that. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, in the Kovach Shiurim and Chelek Beis, brings three rayas that that's not true, in his view. One of them is this Gemara right here. Mashmiya Ede Knas. If there's no Chiyav, then what's the Hav Amina? How can you be Chayav Shavuos Eidus on denying a Chiyav that doesn't exist yet? If Bezdin didn't say that the Chiyav exists yet, then of course there's no Chiyav Shavuos Eidus. The fact that the Gemara even has a possibility, has a suffix. What, that's the Gemara suffix? Maybe. Maybe that's the Gemara suffix. Does the Knas exist yet? But Rabbi Chanan assumes that no. Rabbi Chanan assumes the fact that the Gemara is suggesting that means it must be that there is a Chiyav, but you still can be more than a Knas Pater. You still have to explain that. Even if there's a Chiyav, you could still preclude. It has to be Huanash Ayideh Bezdin. Even if it's created already, Bezdin has to be Manishin. And if you do it earlier, then it's not good enough. That's Rabbi Chanan in the Chelek Bey, Simin Yud Gimel, in Kovach Shiurim, where he quotes three Rayas. He quotes this as one of the Rayas. The other Raya is about Shemitah. Shemitah could be Mishami, the Chiyav Knas. Again, how could Shemitah do that if it doesn't exist yet? Right? So it has to, something has to be there before it to be, right? Shemitah to be Mishamited. Okay, there are ways to get out of those, but those are two of his rayas. One of them is right here, Mashbiya Ede Knas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma. So again, we have this question about Mashbiya Ede Knas. Let's figure out, says the Gemara, what's the halacha? So we'll quote our Mishnah. Quote our Mishnah. Tashma, Mashbiya Ani Alechem, Imlo Tavo, V'tavo'u, V'ti'iduni, Sheish Libiat Ploni, Nezek, V'chati Nezek, Chati Nezek, V'chati Nezek Knasu, 1 minute, Chati Nezek, isn't that right, Karen? Isn't that Knas, Palganizka Knasa? And therefore, this, and the Mishnah says, Yechayev Shavuos Eidus. So doesn't this prove that Mashbiya De Knas is Chayev? Answer, no. Come on, Damar, Palganizka Mamona. It's like the other Mandamar. We know the Machlokes. Comes up two places. Ksubis Memalov, Babakama Tesvav, right? Paganis Kamamona. So therefore, no raya from that line. Says the Gemara, Honey, Chamanda Rapanis Kamamona, Alamanda Rapanis Kamamona, but it's a Machlokas. So what about according to the other opinion? If you hold Paganis Kaknasa, what is Paganis Kaknasa? Remember the svar is, really, the person who owns a shore, Tom, should not be Chayiv at all. Because he didn't know the shore is a wild ox. The Rabbanan said, the Torah says, you know what? We'll be Mechayiv you. Chatzi nezek at least, so you guard your ox. But really, you should be chayv nothing. That's why it's a knas. So if you say it's a knas, ma'igal ha-meimar, answer, no. We're not talking about the paganizka of Karen. Chatzi nezek tsroros. We're talking about the case of tsroros, the second parak of Baba Kama. The animal's walking in the street and a pebble shoots out. Tsroros. Tehilchasa gemiri la demamonahu. Halacha moshe b'sinai. And therefore, that's the case. So it's not a case of knas. The question is, where do you put the comma in the line that I just read? Right? I'll read it two ways. V'chatzin ezek tsroros dehilchaz agimirila. Comma. D'mamonahu, because that's a case of mamon. Or, do you read it as one phrase? Dehilchaz agimirila d'mamonahu. Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, that's mamon. Is Halakha Moshe B'Sinai just telling me that there's chatzin ezek in that case? Or is that telling me that's a case of mamon? So this gemara can be read either way. That's a machlokas rishonim. What is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai telling me? The Ritva here, Rashi here, says the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Why? Because this is a Tolda of Regel. Regel means any time the animal damages, doing its normal thing. The animal walks in the street and tramples on something. The animal bangs something in the street walking normally. And this is Regel. It happens to be a pebble shot out of regular walking. That's not Karen. That's Regel. That's normal Regel. So the Chiddush, and you should be paying Nezek Shalem. So that's the Chiddush of the Torah, that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Rashi, in Daf Gimel, in Baba Kama, the beginning where this comes out, says, no, part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that this is Regel. And the Rishonim wonder, what's the Havamina? Why would I have thought otherwise? The Rush discusses this there in Baba Kama, in Perek Aleph in Baba Kama. Says the Rush, the fact that he has to preclude this means that there's someone else that says otherwise. Says the, let me just find it, if I could, Chatzi nezek tshoros. The hilchas a gemirila dimamonahu v'lo mashalim ela chatzi nezek. Hadakamer hilchas a gemirila dimamonahu. La halo boy hilchas a dimamelo mamonahu. Keeping the dolda deregel havi. The ikir alacha la chatzi nezek gemiri. Elohachi kamer avagad afagad the dolda deregelu mamona. Havi hilchas a gemirila dimamelo mashalim ela chatzi nezek. V'chulu, and he continues again, emphasizing that we know it's regel. We know it's normal. It's just the what we see now is that it's chatzi nezek. Again, big discussion. This is also a machlokas in the, and there's machlokas about ksroros in Baba Kama, right? So there's machlokas about a halacha moshe misinai. This is one of the rayas the Chavos Yoar uses against the Rambam. The Rambam says there's never a machlokas about a halacha moshe misinai, right? So one of the problematic ones, right? Because it's machlokas tanoim about it. So the Nitziv says no. The Gemara never uses the words halacha lemoshe misinai by Tsroros. What does it say? Right here, hilchasa gemirila. That might be a different category according to the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos always say that means halacha moshe misinai. But it doesn't have to mean that, and therefore the Rambam can be saved. Good. Again, this is a huge topic, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, so let's look for the raya for the next line of the Mishnah. Tashma tashlumi kefel. Kefel is a knas, so doesn't that prove Mashbiyah deknas? Answer, Mishum Karna. No, it's about, it's a case of kefel, but it's because of the Karen, because of the principle in the kefel. Tashlami dala vehei, Mishum Karna. Fine. Sha'anas ish ploni u bititas biti. What about onis umafateh? Isn't that knas? Right? Isn't that raya? That is a chiyuv? Mishum boshes upagam. No, it's because of the embarrassment and the nezek payments. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. Maika mashvalon, kula mamonahu. So then they're all mamon. If all these ukimtas are correct and it's all mamon, what do you have to have all these cases for? It's all telling you the same thing. Mashbiya edei mamon or chayiv. Reisha chadaka mashbalan v'seifa chadaka mashbalan. They're each telling you a chiddush. Reisha chadaka mashbalan the chatzin ezek tshoros mamonahu. The Reisha is telling me the chatzin ezek tshoros is mamon. Interesting. Based on what we were just talking about. You need a chiddush to tell me that. Right? I'm sorry. This is going back to the previous. Rav Papa and Rav Rav Yeshua. The machlokas are chatzin ezek tshoros. This Mishnah is taking a stand on that machlokas, that chatzin ezek is mamon and not knas. And then Rashi says, once you say one case like that, you throw in all the other cases of knas. Seifa chadaka mashvelon, what's the seifa chiddush? Shehilak es gedishi biyom hakipurim. Right, that the case where somebody says that he owes me money because he lit my giddush on fire on Yom Kippur, so that is saying that the chiddush is that there's a chiyah mamon in that case. La fuke mai, la fuke midrib nechunyim menakana, detanyim nechunyim menakana haya osa Yom Kippurim kishabes, litashlumin, nechunyim menakana holds this kinle v'dramim minei, even by chiyah kares. Right, and the Mishnah is going against that. Ma shabes chulu, as we know from Maseches Ksubis and elsewhere, our Mishnah is going against Rabbi Chunim and Akana. If there's a chi of Misa and a chi of, if chi of Kares and a chi of Mamon, that chi of Mamon exists. That's the chiddush. Good. So our Mishnah was not a raya for this suffik of Mashbiyah de Knas. So we continue. Toshma Mashbiyah ni alechem lo tovo biti duni shehotzi ish ploni shemra al biti. Somebody was motzi shemra on my daughter. So that's a Knas. Mea kesef chayavin. If somebody is mode, mipi atzma pater. So is that a raya? The mashbiya de knas is chayiv. Hamani Rabbi Reb Shimon he. The Amar Yavo Edem Yaidu. That mission is going according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, who holds mode beknas ve'achakach ba'edem chayiv. So don't. There's still no raya. Ema seifa. But look at the next one. Hodem atzma pater. Asal rabbanon. That sounds like pater forever. No. So Gemara says, no, cooler of Lazar Reb Shimon. He really, that whole Bryce says, Lazar Reb Shimon Shita, Vyachi Kamar, Lo Mishkachas, Lahoda, Mepiasmo, De Potter, Elahecha, Deleka Edim Klau, Vahoda, Meatzmo. But if there would be Edim, then Mode Beknas, Vyachachlo, Edim Potter. So the Gemara does not give an answer to the suffix of Mode Beknas, to the case, the question of Mashbi Edim Knas. According to the opinion that says, Mode Beknas, Vyachachlo, Edim Potter, and according to the Shita, of Davar HaGram L'mam Olav K'mam Odami. We don't have an answer to that question. But we also can't go on without mentioning the machlokas, the Vart that we like to mention on Mode Beknas V'Acharkach Bo'edim. Right, that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Patur. Right, Shmuel says, Chayef. Right, Mode Beknas V'Acharkach Bo'edim, Shmuel says, Chayef. So the Bali Musar say, Oi, we're going to do tshuva. We're going to do tshuva after all of our averas. We're going to be mode in all the punishments of the knossos that we deserve. But Shmuel says, mode b'knas v'achachach bo edim. La'asalavo, after me have esrim, the edim, I'm going to come and say what we did and testify, even though we were mode already. Mode b'knas v'achachach bo edim, chayiv, according to Shmuel. So that's alluded to in the pasuk. Mi yichye mi Sumoel, pasuk in Bamidbar. Who can live? Mi yichye mi Shmuel. Who can live? Who can survive? Based on Shmuel Shita. It's terrible, right? Moda biknas. But so what? We do tshuva. It's still going to be edim. No. V'salachti lavoni ki Ravu. Now Rav, we pass on like Rav. Right, right, and like Rav, Modi Baradak, Reidim Pater, and Baruch Hashem, Rav's on our side, right, and we would paskin Pater in that, Rav saves the day. Okay, weiter. Let's, continue. Says the Gemara. Mashbiya, next Mishnah. Mashbiya ani aleichem in love tov, that's our agadic message for the day. Mashbiya ani aleichem in love tov, o'u, v'ti'idu shani kohen. Ooh, now we're getting into maybe some non-financial cases, it seems. Mashbiya, Eidim testify on my behalf and I'm a Kohen. V'shani Levi, v'she'eni ben Kerusha, I'm not a son of a divorcee, I'm not a Cholol. She'eni ben Chalutza, in all these cases, she'ish ploni Kohen, or testify about so-and-so being a Kohen. She'ish ploni Levi, she'eni ben Kerusha, she'eni ben Chalutza, either about me or about someone else. She'anas ish ploni as bito, upita as bito. Here's a case where there is no tevia. That's where there's going to be a p'tur. For Shavuos Eidus, there has to be a tevia from the Baal Davar. And Rashi notes here, even, we'll get to this in the Gemara, even if he's a Mursha, even if he has a power of attorney, not good enough. V'shachava bi b'ni, v'shachava bi chaveirai. Or my son gave me a wound, Rachmana Litzlan, and he caused me a chaval, a chabura. Or chaval bi chaveirai, shehidlik, we'll get to that case, v'shehidlik gedishi b'shabis, harelu b'turin. Or he lit my Gadish on Shabbos. All these are pater for various reasons. Right? The Mishnah has a whole list of cases. Some of them there's no tviya. Some of them is not financial. Some of them is killing b'drama minei. So there's all different reasons in the Mishnah why there's a pater. Good. The Teferis Yisrael and the Rishash all talk about, aren't there nafgamina hechitimsis of a case where Amanasha Ani Kohen does have a nafgamina, right, financially? Right? The Teferis Yisrael discuss this here. What do you mean? If he's a Kohen, he can eat truma. If you don't testify that I'm a Kohen, I'm out all this truma. Isn't that a financial problem? The answer is it's not direct. Because the Yisrael could give truma to any Kohen. It's not his. It's not that he's losing. Right? So that's why it's not a direct. He doesn't have the schus until the Kohen gives it to him. What if he's a Kohen now and he has the truma? It's a question. Right? The Rishash also discusses this as well. Okay, so says the Gemara, Taima de ish ploni Kohen de ish ploni Levi. The reason that it doesn't work in the ratio is because you're testifying about a non-financial case, because you say ish ploni is a Kohen or a Levi, and you're talking about someone else. Hamana la ploni biat ploni chayavin. But if you testify about a financial case of someone else, it would work. Haktani seifa she ish biat toveya. We have in the next Mishnah. No, it only works if you hear it from the toveya, like the other cases in the Mishnah. Amar Shmuel baba baharsha. The case that is that would work in the, if you would say a financial case, would be Baba Harsha, right? And what's a Harsha? Harsha is, we've discussed this, the two major sugis in Shas. Again, we don't have time to do this, but Baba Kama Daf Ayin, Shavuos Lamed Gimel right here. The Rishonim have lengthy discussions about the relationship between a regular shliach, shlucho shel adam kemoso, and a Harsha, a Mursha, which is stronger in some way. Right, Tosfos says right here, in the middle of Tosfos, Beba, Adif, Sheyesh lo koach lahotzi mamon kamo la bailam atzmam. Right, Tosfos says in the middle of Beba, like the bailam themselves. Right, the Rashba here has a big discussion of this. The Ritva in the Tshuva, Kebal Davar Atzmo, in Simon Kufyud Gimel, in the Tshuva HaRitva. Again, there's a huge discussion. What's the relationship? Why is a Mersha stronger? How could he have something stronger than Shulchan Shalom Kamoso? But again, to listen, I think we discussed this more at length at Baba Kama Daf, because there it's at the beginning of the Daf. Right? So we probably went into it more there, and here it's a little bit squeezing it in. But either way, that's the, again, this is Baba Harsha. So the Chiddush is, if somebody is Baba Harsha, Rashi's Lashon here is Sheminuhu Aputropis Alkach. And therefore, if it was a Tfiyas Mamon, it would be good enough. Because it would be considered as if it's a Tfiya by the Toveya. Says the Gemara of Yamrin Ardoi lo kasvina and urchasa matatzali, but didn't Ardoi say you don't write urchasa? Urchasa is a shtar harsha'a. You don't write a power of attorney for mitaltalin because he doesn't have the, it's mitaltalin, I don't have it right now. Hanimile yechad the kafri, that's only if there was a previous denial. Ava lo kafri kasvinan, if he still hasn't denied it yet, the mitaltalin is good enough. Period. Tana Rabbanan, and again, Yosef Masha Karanu, Kasuf Khan, in the sugya of harsha'a. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shein HaKadam Adaber, Elav Tvias Mamon. How do we know that our case is talking about Tvias Mamon, that the Shvuas, Karban Shvuas, the Eidus requires a Tvias Mamon, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. So we're going to have three or four, we're going to do three of them, we're going to try to do three of them now. Be'ez Hashem, of Tfias Mamon. Sources. How do you know that Shuas Eidus requires a Toveya? Reb Lazar Omer, Namar Khan, Owen. Owen, it says, O this, O that. V'namar Lahalan, Owen. And it says, over there, where's Lahalan? By Shuas Apikadon, which is the next parak. Ma Lahalan, Eina Medaber, Ela B'Tfias Mamon. Afkan, Eina Medaber, Ela B'Tfias Mamon. It's gotta be a Toveya, and it's gotta be financial. Owen de Rotseach Yochichu. It says about 1 minute. There's O by Rotseach also, right? It says O be'eva hiko, O hishlich, Allah b'tzdiya. So she'ain Owen umedabim shelo b'tvias mamon. O by Rotseach doesn't have to do with financial terms. Don and Owen she'ishimam shvua. Me Owen she'ain yeshimam shvua. Compare the two shvuos. Va Yochichu Owen de Rotseach she'ain iman shvua. Says the Gemara, okay, Owen de Sota Yochichu. By Sota, it also uses an O-O. Shein O-N v'yeshima and Shvua. There's a Shvua by Sota. Different type of Shvua. But there's a Shvua, midvarim, umidvarim, shelo b'tfias mamon. So why don't you learn from Sota that there's no, doesn't have to have a tfias mamon? Answer, don O-N she'yeshima and Shvua v'enimon kohen. May O-N she'yeshima and Shvua v'enimon kohen. Compare our two cases, v'al yuchichu O-N derotzeach she'enimon Shvua va'al yochichu Owen de Sota afbi sheishmayim shua yeshima kohen. So Rotseach and Sota have one of the two factors, but Shvuas Hapikadon has both factors. So it's better to compare Shvuas Ha'edus and Shvuas Hapikadon. That's all source number one. You learn it from Shvuas Hapikadon. Number two, Rabbi Akiva Omer. V'haya ki yesham la'achas me'ele yesh me'ele shehu chayiv. The yesh me'ele shehu pater. Me'ele means some cases you're chayiv, some cases you're pater. Haketzad, tavo mamon chayiv, tavar acher pater. It has to be a financial claim that you are withholding. Number two. Number three, we'll do the third one today and then we'll stop. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Hareyu Omer v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. It says he saw it, or he knows it. The edus hamiskayemes bereiya below yedia ubiyedia below reiya hakasim medaber. The context of Shuas Edus must be a case where you could have a reiya or a yedia, each by themselves, and that's only by dinei mamonos. What's the case? Reiya below yedia case. How can you see something without knowing? Ketzad mana manisi lecha bifnei ploni uploni. I counted out. Reuben counted out money to Shimon, and the edim see that, but they have no idea why Reuben is giving it to Shimon. Maybe it's a matana, maybe it's a loan, maybe there's a re'iyah there, but there's no yediyah. Maybe he owes him money, we have no idea. So, and yediyah below re'iyah, ketzad, that's the opposite. Mana hodesa li bifnei ploni uploni, he admits to owing. So I never saw the loan, but now I know that he's chayiv. Yavo ploni ploni v'ya'idu, zui yediyah below re'iyah. So you see, yediyah and re'iyah could both exist exclusively by dinim amanis. And that is why this is used. This is an example, though, of yediyah below re'iyah of edus miyuchedes, right? That you don't know. I'm sorry, not edus miyuchedes. Edus umdina. Edus umdina that you don't know everything. But we paskin by edus umdina. It could be used in some times, but not in other cases, right? There's a separate lo sase in the Torah, the Rambam. Oh, by the way, also, I forgot to mention, how could there be a machlokas about these gzeirah shavas? The Gemara says, why don't you learn from here, why don't you learn from there? So I've quoted often the Me'iri Shavuos Lamagimel. So Shavuos Lamagimel, so we have to mention it. The Me'iri says right here, at length, but it's also the Ramban in the Shurashim. Gzeirah shava, you can't darshan it on your own, you need a Rebbe. But it doesn't mean that every detail of the gzeirah shava was given from the Rebbe. The words were given, but which parshios do you connect to the other parshios? There is some flexibility in the hands of the Talmud, of Chazal, but you can't say that it was all given to a Rebbe, because then this whole Gemara, what's the Havamina that compare it to A, B, C, right? So there was a Rebbe of Owen, but which way do you compare it? So that is, that's a little flexible. That's the Me'iri right here. But again, getting back to Edus Umdana, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow. The Rambam starts off with, there's a separate Losase Darais in the Torah. That one is not allowed to judge based on Edus Umdana. Sheziranu shelo lachtoch gedarim meomer hadas hachazak afilu hayakarov ela emes. You see somebody run into a house and the knife has blood on it, v'chulu, and he says this is the rule, edus umdina. But we'll have to see. Maybe that's only by nefashos, not by dinim amanus. We will see. B'ezras Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Lerefuah Shleima Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina Lerefuah Shleima.